Hi, this is Deborah Solomon, the art critic of WNYC. I'm sitting in the atrium at the Museum of Modern Art, where a fabulous installation called 10,000 Waves is just opening. It's the work of the British artist Isaac Julian, who here returns to the subject of the Morecambe Bay tragedy, when some 23 Chinese laborers working in England drowned. It's a powerful installation that consists of 9 screens hung in a circle in the atrium of the museum, and he interweaves the story of workers who drowned, a contemporary story of hardship and suffering, with images taken from old Chinese myths, whereby a beautiful princess in a flowing white gown rescues a group of fishermen. And he contrasts the mythic past with all its power and radiance with the impoverishment of the present, whereby fishermen do drown and there is no magic princess to come and save them. It's a political piece, but it also has a lot of lyrical poetry for a piece about politics. It's completely free of didacticism or preachiness. It has a very unusual format. The story is projected onto 9 separate screens arranged in a circle. And as a result, you cannot watch all 9 at once. You cannot see the entire project in one glimpse. And its fragmentary nature in some way echoes the fragmentary nature of our own vision, where we cannot see everything at once. We can only experience reality piece by piece and hope that we can put it all together and find patterns.